back to the KODY studio for more Mugs in the Morning with Tristan Winder, only on KODY 1240 AM, 106.1 FM.
And welcome back to KODY's Mugs in the Morning. It's 1240 AM and 106.1 FM, both members of the Husker Radio Group. Your time and tempo service of Mike and the crew from your local Grease Monkey at 8:33. We're still hanging out at about 47 degrees. Sunshine today and a high near 92, and then Thursday it'll be a high in the upper 80s coming up tomorrow. A big thanks to Peggy Orr for joining us to discuss the Life Chain event coming up on the 4th of October. And I want to remind you as well, this coming weekend you can join in on some silent prayer as well around the North Platte Public Safety Building. That's going on this Saturday starting at 2 o'clock. For about an hour, I believe, they'll be lining up around both sides of the Public Safety Building. We have Cassie Condon joining us here discussing the renewal of the Quality Growth Fund with a paid political interview to discuss an exciting item that's on this coming election ballot. Cassie, how are you this morning?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me in.
Now, Cassie, of course, we know you're over at the Chamber of Commerce, but what's your official title at the Chamber?
I am the Vice President of Economic Development.
Okay, so work directly with Gary then to support
yes.
local businesses and attract other businesses to coming to North Platte as well.
Yes, correct, yeah. Ongoing fun situation, a little bit different than what I was doing a couple years ago, but it's my passion. So
okay. Yeah. Now, folks that have been driving around throughout North Platte and throughout Lincoln County in general have probably seen a lot of political signs as of recent, and one sign that's caught my eye a lot is not one that has any political names on it. It's just that has the check mark on it and says check yes on the renewal of the Quality Growth Fund. So if folks have seen those signs out and about, or maybe they've heard some of the advertisements on local radio and at the TV station and at the newspapers as well. Can you tell us, what is this referring to, Cassie?
Yes, we're asking you to vote yes on Quality Growth. This is the North Platte Economic Development Plan. It was kind of coined the Quality Growth Plan here in North Platte. It is the LB 840 fund for the, it's the state statute for Nebraska, LB 840. So if you're curious as to what the state statute reads, you can go on the state Nebraska Department of Economic Development, their website, look up LB 840, and you can read it all right there. You can also look at VoteYesOnGrowthNP.com, and there's a more info tab up at the top. You can read all about what the plan is for up there. In 1991, the state approved the Municipal Local Economic Development Plan, and we're just asking voters to renew it here in North Platte. Every 10 years, it has to be renewed. In 2001, North Platte adopted the fund. It was renewed in 2011, and now we have to renew it here in 2020 to be enacted in 2021.
And I know that in the advertisements, you're encouraging individuals to check yes on issues 1 and 2 on the ballot. So
correct.
Why is it that the Quality Growth Fund is separated into two different issues on the ballot?
Yes,
then?
Great question. So you have to actually vote on it twice. You have to vote on the plan itself, and it's laid out very well on the ballot. So it's going to be a very lengthy question on the ballot. It's going to spell out exactly what it is.
Okay.
The fund itself is issue number one, and the funding mechanism is the issue number two. So issue number one will say for or against, and then issue number two will say for or against. So please vote yes on both.
Okay, so you need to vote yes on both to officially renew the Quality Growth Fund.
Yes.
And for those out there listening that don't know a lot about how the Quality Growth Fund gets put into work, how would you describe how it goes into effect within North Platte?
Sure. So applications are turned into a citizens review committee. So say a business is looking to relocate, or maybe there's an existing business here in North Platte who's wanting to expand or start up or purchase new land. Maybe infrastructure's not in place, or they want to start up a new line. They would turn in an application to our office at the Chamber and Development Corporation. Gary Pearson, as the president and CEO of our organization, works as the administrator. So we work through that process with them to make sure that the business plan is in place and everything is set to go. we put out the notice of the public meeting. That application goes in front of a citizens review committee.
Okay.
So at that point, there is a public meeting in front of a citizens review committee. That citizens review committee then holds a meeting, and then we can have public comments. So there's one point that anyone could come to that and have public comment as well.
And this review committee, are those individuals appointed by the mayor, or is that by Gary?
Correct. They are appointed by the mayor.
Okay.
And then they're, that committee actually makes a recommendation to the city council. So the city council is actually the one who has the final say. So there will be a second meeting where the applicants go in front of city council, and the city council views the that committee's recommendation, and they can either accept, amend, or reject the recommendation of that committee.
Now, we've talked a lot here on KODY about how this is such a unique election cycle that we find ourselves in, and obviously with the renewal of the Quality Growth Fund, it just makes it that much more unique and that much more interesting. And listing the advertisements that the Chamber's been running to inform individuals about the Quality Growth Fund, we've heard one thing stressed, Cassie, and that is the fact that this is not a new tax.
Correct. This is absolutely not a new tax. It exists within the city's sales tax. So we want to make it sure it is very clear that it has nothing to do with property tax. That's a very scary word when you hear tax anywhere mentioned. Tax is a very scary word, and we understand that. So we want to make sure everyone understands that this has to do with sales tax. Understand, too, that I know Gary had mentioned last week when he was on that this is a very fair form of tax, because not only are our residents here paying into this sales tax, we need to recognize that we're an interstate and highway community. We have formulated a contract with Buxton, which I know we've talked about in the past, very publicly with our community. And we did a study, and in 2019, they were able to pull cell phone pings. And in just 2019, we had 4,999 zip codes that visited North Platte.
Oh, wow.
In 5 minutes. So
oh, my goodness.
At least twice.
That's
so
awesome.
That's huge. That's, you know, 4,999 zip codes that came to our community at least twice for 5 minutes.
Wow.
And it was 14,444 households.
Oh, my
so,
goodness.
It's not only our residents that are helping pay for this Quality Growth Fund.
It's the visitors as well.
It's the visitors as well. So we got to think visitors as well are also helping contribute to the Quality Growth Fund.
And obviously we know the Quality Growth Fund has helped out local businesses in a number of ways, but you and I were talking off the air a minute ago. It really went into effect in 2019 in helping a lot of local businesses in battling the coronavirus.
Yes, absolutely. This last year was, I think, a really eye-opening for what the fund could do immediately for our existing businesses. You know, we were able to implement the SBA Technical Assistant Grant Program, where we were able to help individual businesses here locally go through that process of applying for those SBA funds, and then also the Business Gift Card Boost Program, where we were able to match dollar-for-dollar gift card sales. So between those two programs, the amount of businesses that were impacted just here locally for existing businesses was phenomenal. And I think you'll hear a lot of the stories of those local businesses. You know, 89 thus far with SBA technical businesses that were helped, and then over 140 local businesses through the Business Gift Card Boost Program is phenomenal.
Again, we have Cassie Condon joining us here from the North Platte Chamber and Development Corporation. And Cassie, I know that when I think about the Chamber, I think about the Downtown Revitalization Project that you guys have been very instrumental in helping get accomplished. You guys have been very active in helping with how amazing Westfield Shopping Center looks as of right now. And we think of the Shot in the Arm housing initiatives as well that we've discussed quite a bit. So with those three things, those three hot topics that folks might know for the Chamber, does the Quality Growth Fund help in making things like those possible?
Absolutely, yes. Definitely downtown revitalization, the street improvements up above helped them do that as well. You know, another one you might not have thought of is the Iron Trail Park, the warehousing out in the business park south of town. So that is something that's enticing new business as well. So while you mentioned the other three great projects, absolutely. quality growth funds are impacting our community greatly.
You might call the quality growth fund a common denominator among some of those projects then.
Yes.
Awesome. Cassie, anything else you'd like to add this morning?
I just want to add that you can find out more info on the Vote Yes on Growth NP.com website, and then also the State Economic Development website as well. So thank you for having me on.
And absolutely.
Reminder that this is a paid political interview by the North Platte Area Chamber and Development Corporation.
And Cassie, before we wrap up here, one thing that caught my mind as well, I've heard some rumbles. Folks are with the mindset that perhaps if this is not renewed, that'll be a tax relief. And that is a misconception we were talking about off air. That is not true.
Right. I just want to remind folks that this is only encumbering $650,000 at a max each year, $650,000. Our city sales tax income was $8.2 million last year. So we're only encumbering $650,000 of that. So without this economic development income, where will our economic development program be at? You know, other communities are getting $1.4 million to their economic development.
Oh, wow.
Each year. So if North Platte is only getting $650,000, I'm really questioning where we're going to be at as a community if we don't have anything that we're putting towards it. So remember that we're not going to hurt North Platte by not renewing this. We really need this fund to go forward.
Absolutely. And Cassie, again, if folks want to learn more about the Quality Growth Fund and want to become educated voters ahead of the November election on how they should handle this issue, how can they learn more information and become educated voters?
Yep, call us at the Chamber and Development. You can speak with Gary or myself. Visit VoteYesOnGrowthNP.com.
Awesome. Cassie, thanks for the time.
Thank you.
More coming up on KODY's Mugs in the Morning after an update with Rush Limbaugh.
And Tesla share